Yeah, Dav Kufchof Aleph holding on top. So really we're holding the Shaila here. Everybody holds that a gram kibui is mutter, and the same thing, a gram machika is also mutter. Here the Shaila was, you had Hashem's name written on your hand, and you have to go to the mikvah. So when you put your hand in the mikvah, the crew of the water is going to erase Hashem's name. So Midiraisa and even Midirabon, really that's mutter, because only a gram mechika is mutter. Now what's the machlokes if you have to cover it up with a leaf or not? The Rabbi Yossi says use a gami. The Rabbanan say you don't have to use a gami. His pshat is you shouldn't be toivel, like be undressed in front of Hashem's name. He's also cover it up. So Rabbanan said it's enough to cover with your hands. The Rabbi Yossi says no, you have to run after dafka to get a leaf, to put a leaf on top of it, because leaf is better. So Mora says, what's the machlokes? If you have a leaf, everybody's asking it's better to use a leaf. No, the case is where you don't have a leaf. Are you mechuyev to run after a leaf or not? Hachem asking ladurei agami. Rabbon and savri tefila bizmana lav mitzvah. To be toivel in its right time is not a mitzvah. Because when you're tamei, you want to become Torah. Whenever you want to be toivel. There's no mitzvah but after to be toivel bizmana. Therefore, madrinin. Therefore, the rabbanim say you're supposed to run after, don't be toivum, until you can first find a leaf to put on top of your hand to cover up Hashem's name. Trashit filu bizmana mitzvah. Oh, this is going to love mitzvah. So the Rabbi Yossi sabat filu bizmana mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi holds no. When you're tomei and the time comes for you to be toivul, there's a mitzvah to be toivul as soon as possible. Therefore, v'loi madrinin. Therefore, we don't tell you you're tomei, and now came the time you can become Torah. So you have Hashem's name written on your hand. So the question, could it be tevil in the mikvah? So really you're allowed to. Because it's not nice to have Hashem's name on your hand when you're uncovered. So the Rabbanim say the Yetzer is just Rabbi Yossi tells the Yetzer is just cover it up with your hand. I was saying, we're afraid maybe you'll take off your hand. So the Rabbanim say, but thou could put a gami, put a leaf over it. Rabbi Yossi says, though, if you don't have a leaf, we don't tell you to wait, don't be tevil now, till you find a leaf. It's kedai to be tevil right now. Because there's a mitzvah to be tevil bizmana. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Therefore, we tell you, if you don't have a leaf, just cover it up with the other hand and be tevil. The water is going to erase Hashem's name. That's mutter. That's called the gram mechika. A gram mechika is mutter. I let him rather put a leaf over his hand. We don't tell you to hold up the tefillah in the mikvah to find the leaf. It's kedai to be tevil bizmana. Rabbi Yossi Saba tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Mele v'loi madrin. We don't tell you wait and first find a leaf to put over your hand. No, it's kedai to be tevil right now. So tomorrow, is this true? V'sav Rabbi Yossi tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Does Rabbi Yossi hold that there's a mitzvah to be tevil as soon as you can? V'atanya, we learned. Ha'azov v'hazovim. If a man that was a zav, or else an isha that was a zavim. Ha'mitzorah, somebody was a mitzorah, now became Torah. V'ha'mitzorah, or an isha that was a mitzorah. And she became Torah. Or else the boil nida. If somebody is boil nida, he's also tummy now, and he has to be tevil in the mikvah. The tummy mace, somebody that touched a mace that became tummy, and now he wants to be tevil to become Torah, is alocha tfilosin b'yom. They're allowed to be tevil even b'yom. On the eighth day, they're allowed to be tevil. You don't have to dafk away at night time, they can be tevil b'day. Nida v'yoledes tfilosin b'layla. Mashenken a nida. The other din is she has to wait midiraisu when she sees her first dam. She's tummy for 7 days. And then at that night, after the 7 days, the night of the eighth, that's the time when she can be tabled. And she's supposed to be tabled after Balaila. Nida, v'yoledes, what then when they gave birth? Then they want to be tabled in the mikvah. They're tabled Balaila. Baal Keri, if somebody, the man, became about Ter Keri, is Alocha tabled v'hoyla kol yom kulei. He can be tabled the whole day. Because there's a mitzvah to be tabled as soon as possible. By Medina the Gemara, when you're Baal Keri, you're not supposed to learn Torah, according to that Tarkonis Ezra, and you can't daven. So therefore, kedai to daven, you're supposed to be tevil right away. That's not the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Yoyim, it depends. Minamin cholamala. Talking about the Anyam Kippur. Somebody became about Keri Anyam Kippur. If it became about Keri, after Mincha, and if he already daven Mincha Anyam Kippur, ain't a tzarech litvol. He's not allowed to be tevil then on Yom Kippur, no, he has to wait till Mitzoy Yom Kippur, and the first be tevil after Yom Kippur. Because Metchila, you're not supposed to be tevil in the Mikvah on Yom Kippur. Just they hold. If you came about Keri in the morning, so the din is you're not allowed to daven before you go to the mikvah. See, Medina de Gemara, even on Yom Kippur, you are allowed to go to the mikvah. I, Rechitza Tzosa, it's only us, Rechitza Shaltainig, enjoying yourself. we're making a rechitza shel mitzvah to go to the mikvah, medina on the Gemara, it's mutter. Because medina on the Gemara, mishum takonas ezra, you're not allowed to daven unless you go to the mikvah. So if you see Baal Keri, Shachris, everybody's masking, you're allowed to go to the mikvah. The question is, you see Baal Keri if you're ready to daven mincha. So if Yossi says you can't go to the mikvah now, wait till after Moitzur Yom Kippur, and on Moitzur Yom Kippur, then you could have a Nila, and you could have a Marav then. So the kasher is though, but if you hold tefillah b'zman as a mitzvah, so as soon as you came about Keri, there's a mitzvah right away to go to the mikvah. So if you hold there's a mitzvah to be tevil right away, as soon as you can, you should be mutter to be tevil on Yom Kippur also. What do I care if you were ready daven mincha Yom Kippur, and now you became a Baal Keri, but I call upon him, there's a mitzvah now to be tevil as soon as possible. So how come Rabbi Yossi says, no, wait and not to tevil till the night time? Have the Gemara and Echonami, Ahi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehudihi, the Omar, Daya Tefillah Bachreina. It's a different Rabbi Yossi. Stam Rabbi Yossi, Taka Bayos holds, Tefillah Bizman is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be tabled as soon as possible. So therefore, in Yom Kippur, any time you become a Baal Keri, you could be tabled even after you daven mincha. Now that the Braisa says the Yosi holds you can't, that's the Yosi of Yehuda. That he holds the Yama Dayat Filu Bachreinim. This is the Gemara we had in Nidom, that when Isha, when Mesupik, when she could be tabled in the Mikvah. Every day is a Sufik, if it's the 8th day, the 7th day, we don't know what din she has. So one man the Yama says, if tefillah is man as a mitzvah, every single day, even after has 90 tefillahs, or 35 tefillahs, she has to be tabled every single day, because it's a suffix, which day is the end of the 8th day, that she could be tabled. Rabbi Yossi holds no. Rabbi Yossi be Yehuda. Daya tefillah b'achreina. Mamonashev, the Isha is not mutter labayla, because it's a suffix, what din she has. Now, if mitzvah is man, he holds there's no mitzvah to be tabled is man. You only want to be tabled when you want to become Torah. So since you can't become Torah till after all the sveikas go away anyway, so he holds daya tefillah b'achreinim. So enough if you make the tefillah at the end. So kids said, that's Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda Shita, that holds there's no mitzvah to be tabled b'zmanim. Benachnami, our Rabbi Yosef and our Bryce here holds there is a mitzvah to be tabled b'zmanim. Therefore he holds when you have Hashem's name written on your hand, and there came a time when you're allowed to be tevil, you have a mitzvah now, go be tevil. You have Hashem's name, it's not nice to be undressed in front of Hashem's name. So if you can't find the leaf, the Eitzer just cover with your hand, we're not afraid. Let's see Rashi. Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. T'chseh v'hoye lifnois erev yirchat v'mayim. When it comes at night time, if you're about Keri, it comes at night time, it can be tevil. So the Tanakhama holds Rabbanos love mitzvah. If you can't find a leaf to cover up Hashem's name on your hand, wait till tomorrow, be table tomorrow. And if you hold, it's not a mitzvah to be table, bismano, the Torah is giving you a good etzah. Be table before Shkiyah. Today, when it comes, Hashem Shkiyah, you'll become Torah legami. It's only an etzah table. Right, the Bryce says Hazav Yazova. Bryce is Eitzel Yom Kippur Shnuy. Talking about Yom Kippur. Hazav Yazova Matoyah Boel Nidu Matoyah Meis Tevlin B'Yom. Misher HaMizrach V'Yom HaShvi Shlehem. On the seventh day of their Tumah, they're allowed to be Tevlin in the Mikvah. But time of Perek Beis, the Megillah, Mikroah, the B'Yom HaShvi, Miks HaShvi Svirah. Avisha counts a little bit of the seventh day. That's enough for a Zav, for a Zav, it's enough for a Matoyah. Miks HaShvi Kukula. On the seventh day, when a Zav is ready, she has Zayin Nikim. The seventh day of the Zayin Nikim, she can be tabled in the mikvah. Who are dinam etzayrom? B'yim chal shvi shlem b'yim kippur. If it came out the seventh day, she was a zava, and she's counting Zayin Nikim, and the seventh day comes out in Yom Kippur, is tevlon kedarka lecho trumalerim. She's allowed to be tevlon in the daytime, kedai to be able to eat trum at nighttime. So it's called in the gay, it's a mitzvah for the tevlon. Need to be a ledes tevelas kedarka b'leil Yom Kippur. At the night, in chal shvi shlem b'erev Yom Kippur. Shein yechol litfo b'yoyim zayin, te'chsev bo tia b'nidosa b'v'yosete kol zayin. By neither the Torah says claw for a complete 7 days she's tummy. So she can't go to the mikvah till after the 7 days end, that means the night of the 8th day. So if the night of the 8th day comes out on Yom Kippur, she can be tabled on Yom Kippur. Baal Keri, she'tzorach tfilu divrei Torah m'divrei seifrim, he'tzatakonis Ezra, you can't learn Torah unless you table first. Afilu ain't oichol tyrus to buy b'yin. Afilu you don't want to eat tyrus today. You still want to learn or daven. Mishum takonas ezri medina the gemara. You're supposed to be tayvul. Is tayvul kolayim kule. V'yaf al pi shiru keri mina min chalamala. The Tanakam holds. Even though the person saw keri on Yom Kippur after he daven mincha liyachas shespalos filas mincha shrehu yochol hamte machet hechshach. But the Tanakam holds he could wait This is Rav Yosi, and this is Rav Yosi Shita. Rav Yosi holds he shouldn't be tevil anymore, because he can wait till night time. V'yitvom letfilos arvus, let him first be tevil at night, and then he'll daven arv. Afil, what? You're right. Even though it became about carry on Yom Kippur after Mincha, and the Chura, you don't have to daven Marav. You can wait to daven Marav at night time. Still, you're allowed to be tevil right now. Because he holds it's a mitzvah to be tevil as soon as you could. So on Yom Kippur, Gufa, it's a mitzvah to be tevil. You're allowed to be tevil, there's no ism. That's not called the Rechitza Shel Rishus. We have Yaisi Yaimano, Minah Mincha Lamala, Imruah Keri Liachish Spalat Fils Mincha, the person already daven Mincha, Shrehu Yocho Lahamte Machatech Shach Vyitpoil, Vyispalat Fils Arvis, Ot Fils Nila Nami Sriulei, Shiochla Spala Balaila, Kirav, the Yomat Fils Nila Patera Shel Arvis, that you could daven Nila at nighttime also. So if you don't hold there's a mitzvah to be tevil b'zmana, so stam al davening mariv, you have an etzah. Wait till the night after Mitzvah Yom Kippur, then go to the mikvah, then there's no issa, and then you'll daven mariv. You see, according to Rav Yosi, there's no mitzvah to be tevil b'zmana. It ain't tzarech litzvah b'yayim ishrim zman tefil lav mitzvah tefil b'zmana. There's no from that. The Teretz, this is Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda Shita. Like he says, dear Nida, dial the tefillah shetei bachreinim. The sech the Nida, perikam apelas gav isha sheyotzu maleya. Isha went out when she was pregnant. Obo rekonis. When next time we saw her, she was a rekonis. She had the kid already, or she was mappa, whatever it was. V'eni yadas, no, she was noilid. V'eni yadas mosa yodu. She doesn't know when she gave birth. The matzrichano lamed he tefillas. Because kids are the hechatim sidah she has to be tevil 35 times. If you hold tefillah as man as a mitzvah, that says as soon as she could be tovum, we tell us a mitzvah to be tovum, go be tovum. We have Yosef Yehuda says no, daya tefillah b'achreinu. There's no mitzvah to be tovum as soon as you can. No, you want to be tovum when you know you could become Torah labayla. So that's at the end of the 35 days. Wait till then and be tovum then. So that's the Yosef Yehuda. But our Rav Yosef, he holds no tefillah as man as a mitzvah. Fight. The Mishnah. Nochri Shabo Lichvois. If you have a fire in your house on Shabbos, and we spoke about yesterday, it's not something that gave Zman Azir. They're talking about the Zman HaGemara where there wasn't a suffix at all about Pikuach Nefesh. He had a house someplace that even if it would burn down to the floor, there would be no shalom from Pikuach Nefesh. So therefore, you're not allowed to put out the fire on Shabbos. We said that Zman Azir, roll from if you have a fire in your house, Avad was mutter to put it out, Zman Azir. Because if you don't put it out, it's curved the double, come against suffix. Pikuach Nefesh, that is your apartment, your neighbor's apartment, the next house will catch fire. I mean, any time you have a slight suffix of Pikuach Nefesh, a rather smooth to put out the fire. But in the case where there's no suffix of Pikuach Nefesh, even if the house will burn down, everybody is outside already, then you're not allowed to put out the fire. But Nochri Shabo Lichvas, let's say a guy comes on his own, and he wants to put out the fire, is Ein Oimim Leikavor. You're not allowed to tell him directly, come and put out the fire. You can't tell a guy to do a melacha for you on Shabbos. It's also to tell the guy to do something for you on Shabbos. So you can't tell the guy now, put out the fire for me. That's also, that's called Namiru Liakim is awesome. But you don't have to tell the guy either, don't do it. Like if the guy comes by himself to put out your fire, you're not mechuyev to stop him. You don't have to tell him, you don't have to tell him not to. Like you're not mechuyev to tell the guy to stop doing melacha. The guy wants to do it on his own, you can let him do it. The guy comes himself to put out the fire, you don't have to stop him, let him do it. Since we're not talking about who is your Evid, as your Evid, you have a chiyuv to see he rests, he doesn't do melacha on Shabbos. But stam ago, you have no chiyuv to watch him, make him rest, so you're allowed to let him do the melacha. Avokotin shebolichvos. If you have a young yid, your own son, or that wants to come to put out the fire, ain't shaymim loy. You're not allowed to let him put out the fire. Vifneishes v'sosei aloyim, because you're mitzvah to let him rest. So if your own son, your own kid wants to put out the fire, you're mechuyev to stop him not to put out the fire. So the Gemara, Omer Rabami, bedleiko hetiru loyma kol amechade einoy masit. Now, bazun v'kula, if you have a fire in your house, you're allowed to tell goyim, whoever puts out the fire won't lose out. So you're not telling them directly, b'loshin leichach, come put out the fire. You tell them Meloshin Remiza. Tell them you should know whoever is going to put out this fire won't lose out. That means Poshe that after Shabbos I'll pay you. I'll give you some reward. So since it's not a Loshin Leichach, you're allowed to do that for this heter to put out a fire on Shabbos. So Dimara name Malachura Mesaila. I bring you right from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says Nochri Shabalichvis. If a guy comes on his own to put out the fire, is ain Omrim Leikavo. You're not allowed to tell him come put out the fire. But you don't have to tell them not to do it. So it's a diik. You're not allowed to tell the guy come and put out the fire. You can't tell him directly to do it. But stand to tell the goyim, a general klal, whoever comes to put out the fire won't lose. Nor as I'll pay you after Shabbos. Mashma, that's mutter. It's only yours to tell him directly come and put it out. So tomorrow night. Aim a sefer, what does the sefer of the Mishnah say? Al techaba lo yaminu lei. You don't have to tell the guy, stop putting it out. If he comes himself, you don't have to stop him. Mashma though, but you have no other eitza how to tell him to do it. V'chol ha-mechaba ein ha-mafsid nami lo yaminu lei. But you're not allowed to tell him either that whoever puts it out won't lose out. Mashma that either you can't tell him. The sefer is mashma, the only thing, you don't have to stop him from doing it. But anything more than that is also. For now, Mishnah, you don't have a chloriah. The Mishnah just says you're not allowed to tell him to put it out, but you don't have to tell him to stop. What about this middle case? We're not telling him directly to put it out. You're just saying whoever comes and puts it out won't lose. It's not much what the din will be. We have no raya from the Mishnah, we mutter or not. So Drashi, kavud le'minulei, Shoy says, shluchai mamish. You can't tell him to put it out, because that looks like you're making him a shliach. If you just say whoever puts it out won't lose, so now when the guy does it, it's not called he's doing materials your shlichus, it's called doing it on his own free will, he's doing it. You don't have to stop him. But you can't be Megali, you can't explain to the guy to say that if you do it, I'll pay you later, that you can't do either. The gilu daiti shurik. If you're allowed to be megali your das to the goy, lo malei the mishni seifa. Ain't zorach limchois. Why does the seifa the mishnah have to say? You should know. You don't have to tell him to stop it. It should have said a bigger chiddush. Not only don't you have to tell him to stop it, but you're even allowed to be megali das. You're allowed to tell them, like scream out. Whoever comes and saves it won't lose out. So since it doesn't say that, it could be that's also. So the mishnah you have l'raya. There's like a stira to Rashi and the Sefer. So both of them can't be Davka. One of the two is Taka Davka, a Rashi or Sefer. For Tani Idoch, Otohi. And the second case is only like the course of the first case. That we don't know which is the Diyak. Is the first one Badafka, so with Medayik it is Mutter, or else the safe is Badafka. So only you don't have to stop him. But anything more than that, it's also if you have the right for now, Mishnah. And so he's back to speak out here, Ein Omrim Loi Kavo, there's a filu be Issa de Rabbonin, Amiru Nochri Shvus. Even to tell a guy to do an Issa de Rabbonin for you is also awesome in the Rabbonin. Is also a Shvus. Yeah. So who are here putting out the fire? Lost like we hold some lochus and sriach legufa putting out the fire. You only chayim with rice of a kibui if you need the pechem, if you need the coals to use to light a second time. But usually, stam putting out the fire is only lochus and sriach legufa. We hold this mutim with the rice is only yosim with the rabbonin. Still, you can't tell a guy to do it. To tell a guy to do a melacha the rabbonin is also wasa. Now, we're only matthew here to say in a lashon remiza. We only meramez to tell the goyim whoever comes and does it won't lose out. But derech remiza it's mutter here. Tana rabbonin. What? We say bezman is it's mutter because it's pikuach nefesh. Bezman ha-gemara would be also though. If it's not a shalom from pikuach nefesh, you're not allowed to. You can't call up the fire department. It depends how it is. It's not so posh. It could be by the time they don't know how fast fire spreads. Depends what the matzah is. You're not going to put it out, so your fire will go up. It's possible to catch the next house will catch on fire also. Maybe there's an old person there, this and that, a young kid. You can never tell. When you live amongst neighbors, you have to be careful. Tana Rabbonin. Maise v'noflo d'leiko b'chatzeroi sho Yosef ben Tzimoy. It happened to Maise. A fire happened in the chotzer of Yosef ben Tzimoy. V'sichin. That's where he was, in this place. Obo anshe Gistero, the people from Gistero, came shall bo anche gistra shotipuri. The people gistra says shulton. He's the government's men who come to the fire department came shotipuri lichvois. They came to put out the fire. Vivnesha patrupis shomelachoya. Because Vaistais Yosef ben Simoi also had to do with the government. He was an apotropos there. He took care of some matters in the government. So therefore, the government men came to help him out to put out his fire on Shabbos. And they came by themselves. As Yosef didn't tell them to come, the Goyim came themselves to put out his fire. V'lohi nicham, and Yosef didn't let them put out the fire. V'lohi nicham. Mifnei kovra Shabbos, as kovra Shabbos, he didn't want the Goy to do a melacha for him. The natsal a neis, and a neis happened for him. For yodu geshamin, that punk then started to rain. The kibui and the fire came out. Now le'erev after Mitzvah Shabbos, Shigur Reb Yosef himself, like his grace of chassid here, he sent a present lechol echad mehem to all these people that came on Shabbos to help put out the fire. Even though he stopped them, he didn't let them do it. Still, he sent them all a present. He sent them echad mehem shtei saloyim. Well, the Afarchus, that's the chief, he's the chief of the fire squad, Sheben Chamishim. He sent them 50 dollars, he sent him. When the Chum heard this mice, heard what happened, Omru, they said, you should know, Rabbi Yosef, you didn't have to be machmis so much. Shereshaninu, it's not from the Mishnah, that Nochri Shebolich Lichbois, a guy that comes in his own free will to put out your fire, ain't Omrim Leikavot, the Altachabim. You don't have to, you're not allowed to tell him to come put it out. But you don't have to tell him not to put it out. So you were not mechuyu to do what you did. You didn't have to tell him not to put out the fire. You could have let them put out the fire. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Avokot in Shabbat lichpoy salvan aloch is not like Rabbi Yisrael. He did the churah maisa lefnei meshur sadin like a chosin. But mikra adin, if a guy comes by himself to put out the fire, avadi it's mutter. Aloch, we also have paskin like Abami. Like you're allowed to say Belosh and Remiza. You're allowed to tell a guy whoever comes to put out the fire won't lose out. That's mutter. Right. Avokot in Shabbat lichpois ain shemloi levneishas risosoi aleihem. If a cotton of a kid, the Yiddish kid, comes to put out the fire, you have to stop him. Shamat minol achurf miel yavaraya, cotton oichol neveilois, bezdim mitzuvah no lov lafrishon. That if a cotton starts to eat neveilois, bezdin has to stop him, and there's a zechiv upon bezdin to stop him from doing yisurim. Chur has the case here, the kid himself is coming to do an isur, so mashu, we have to stop him. And that's the machlekes in the Gemara and Yevomis, if bezdin is mechuyiv to stop a kid from doing an isur or not. So Chur Tzaraya for now, Mishnah often, like that sad. So Rashi, Shama Minoa Kot Noichun Avelis, Bezdim Tzuvun Afrishoin, Vetikshel Reb Yechinen, there should be a kasha then on Reb Yechinen. The Yom Abi Yevomis, that L'Rabba Bar Bachono, the Yerchus Lei Mavtechus, Shabbos Amedrit B'Shus Rabbim. It was a Meister there that he lost his keys B'Shus Rabbim. He lost the keys to the Shul B'Shus Rabbim. For Shabbos, so David told him Vitulsi L'Tayu Hosom. So he gave an Eitzah, Rabba Bar Bachono gave an Eitzah, he said, let the kids start playing B'Shus Rabbim here. The Maskechlu Maiselu. Some of the mills of the kids are going to find the keys. They're going to come running to him. Hey, I found keys. I'll come bring the keys. That was his Eitzah. And he said it was Mutter. I, Lekotten, is doing it, Issa. They hold Ein Bezdim at Savon Afrisho. That was a Birchon and Chitam. So if we're here, how come it's also here? The Teretz is, Om Rav Yechonin, Bekotten Oysla Das Oviv. We're talking about here, the Kotten does it because he knows his father wants the fire to be put out. And he's doing it because his father wants him to do it. So that's worse. That's doing as if Mamish, the father, told the kid to do it. So Drashi Yaldas Oviv. V'kotin Shiyodeya Lahavchin Shakibu Zed Loyach Liyoviv. Talking about the kid is not a little baby. The kid understands already that by him putting out the fire, the father is going to be happy. For Yosef Ishvili, it's considered like the kid is doing it for the father's sake. So that's Mamish, that's also then. Mashenkin, if the kid does it on his own free will, that's Mutter. When there's an afkamina, he says, to tell a kid to carry a talis to shul on Shabbos, that's chura, should be usher. Because the chura, you tell the kid is doing it for you, he knows you want to do it, that's usher. Just that the kid is a little baby, and the kid wants to carry his bottle to shul, you don't have to stop him, you let the kid do it. He's doing it for himself, you can let him do what he wants, you're not going to stop him. But where the kid is doing it for the father, that's this gemara, blind, that's usher already. The kavosei gabinocho, the same case with the kasha, by a goy, to cover the diet of the Israel, mishari. The Chorot Kasha was like, if the guy knows that Yisrael has Hanoah by me putting it out, so it's also Bidoyma. It looks as if the Yisrael told the guy, come and put it out. So why is it Mutter? The Chorot the guy is also doing that Daita to Yisrael. And that should be like also. And if the Gemara, Nochu la daita de nafshi yovino, or Nochu, an older person has his own das, is clearly doing it for himself. So therefore it's muta. Drashi Nochu la daita de nafshi yovin. Ve'afilu yodeya shenechle li Yisrael, even though he knows that Yisrael is going to be happy with what I'm doing, hu la nois atzmei mitzchavin shiyodeya shlo yafsid. The guy is still doing it for his own sake. Like he realizes that Mestam of Yisrael will give me a reward later. That's why a guy does it. Therefore the guy is doing it for himself. But since he's doing it for himself, you don't have to stop him. It's called the guy is allowed to do a malacha for you if you didn't tell him to do it. But there's another catch here. There's only providing that you're not having hanor from the malacha. If a guy does a malacha for you that you're having hanor from the malacha, then it's also to have hanor from the malacha. Let's say a guy comes in the house and puts on the lights for you. So Mi'ikra Din is not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have hanor from the lights, even though you didn't tell the guy to do it. Abi, the guy is coming and putting on the lights for you. He's doing a malacha for you, the turf for Israel. It's also for the Israel to have hanor from it. Now here the case is no hanor. The guy is putting out the fire. Putting out the fire is not called direct hanor. That's called the shlili. Like he's just taking out the fire. The mela, things are not going to be burnt up. But it's not considered he's giving you a direct hanor. That's why it's mutter. So you're not having hanor from the malacha. So in your question then, there's another issa. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha for you. Here you didn't tell the guy. Here the guy is doing it by himself. Right. If you have your lights on in your house, and you want to tell a guy to come to put off the lights. So, to tell the guy directly to do what that's also, you're not allowed to tell a guy directly to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. But the echetims will be the chur derech remiza bimuta. If you tell the guy derech remiza just to say, like, I have the lights on in the house and I can't sleep, and whoever puts it out, just derech remiza, you don't tell him a lashon to do it. Right. You just only hint to him that if he'll put out the fire, you know, you could use somebody to take out the lights, that will be muta. Because when he puts out the lights, the kibbutz is not called yahamin hanof for the mlocha. That's called the shlili. It's called an absence. Nothing is here. Nothing here that's muta. Mashenke and Derech Hermiza tell the guy to put on the lights, that was still by Basar. Because you're not allowed to have Hanor for the Malacha the guy did for you on Shabbos.
Even if he's going to get something
else? Yeah, you're right, yeah. So, basically, that's a different show. This is a pregnant case. Certain times, some people are making a Dvar Mitzvah, it could be his Izmuta. A Shvus, a Mirla, a Shvus to Shvus, tell a guy to do an Issa the Rabbonin, but Maka Mitzvah, certain times is Mutta, that's a different Shaila. The Molin Shul, sometimes they make some places. Some places they're not mekel, yeah, that's wherever you shayla. Right. So the Mishnah. Koifin karo agabi haner b'shvul shloi techas b'koira. If you have a light burning in your house, you have a ner burning, and you're afraid that the light may go up and reach the ceiling, like the light is flickering high. So you're allowed to put a kli cheres on top of the fire to stop it. It shouldn't reach the beam on top. So the beam shouldn't come on fire. Is koifin karo agabi haner b'shvul shloi techas b'koira. It's only shalaf and muksa, that you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Trashi koifin karva shacheris. Now I take an earthly kli, agabi aner, or bavach la yichba, vadi can't put out the fire. Viafa pide chilishish, and oito kli la tzolis kura, shenin tellus b'Shabbos. You are touching now this kli cheris, almanathai to save the beams that they shouldn't catch on fire, so you're touching this litzerach adover, that's muksa. You're only allowed to touch something for a dover a heter, but to touch it for dover osr, it's osr. What's talking about here, first you picked up this kli cheres because you needed its mokum. The mush of the kli was on a chair, and you want to sit down now on the chair. So you have a heter to sit, so you're allowed to pick up the kli. Once the kli is in your hand, you're allowed to now put it, now hold it on top of the fire, so that it should not reach the fire, it should not reach the beam. So al smuksa, it's mutter. Weiter, the outsoye shall cotton. Who then, if the cotton made schmutz on the floor on Shabbos, you're allowed to take a kli to cover it up. The same chiddush, that even though it's not the davra mutter to touch, still you're allowed to touch the kli to put it on top of it. The al akrev shletishach. If you have a snake that's coming, you don't want him to bite you, you're allowed to put the kli on top of him, like to catch it, that he shouldn't bite you. That's all mutter to do on Shabbos.
Why isn't that so?
Well, we'll soon see. The even sod is mutter. About it, it's called the Mlocha Shatzrich Lagufa. You're not capturing al manas that you want to keep it. You just want it that it shouldn't bite you, and it's a Mokum Sakona, so the bottom will make a clear. Right. Because the Mlocha Shatzrich Lagufa, so that's also only with the Rabbonin. So the bottom will make a clear because they shouldn't bite you. Om Mashenkin Rabbi Yehuda Shetu is, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Ball of Ne Rabbi